it by the grace of God, I am what I am. Paul made it a little bit easy. Paul asked the question, what I am. And we're going to change the what to who I am. And Paul might say, I am the preacher of righteousness. Now, Paul, break it down for everybody. Paul said, I am a child of the living God. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, bring down to the lowest degree. Paul was a highly intelligent man. Paul was a preacher of righteousness, a Gentile apostle. Paul was called by God in Acts 9, knocked him off an animal. I don't know if it was a donkey, horse, or camel, but I know he knocked him off. See, one thing for sure, God got to get our attention before he work with us. Many of us are so busy. You busy, can't say a prayer, can't say nothing to the Lord, which give us 24 hours a day. We're too busy to give him 15 minutes. Now, sometimes he got to get our attention, and he got to lay you down. So he laid Paul on his back, and then he talked to Paul. Many of us, he got to put us in the hospital, don't he? Take everything away from us to get our attention. We can't say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we so busy. Paul was busy. And then after the Lord worked with him, he said, I am a child of the living God. Now, if you ask a person who have a relationship with the Lord, they will say, I am that I am is more than enough. More than enough. If you ask the woman who was caught in adultery, she said, he's more than enough. Now, she caught in adultery. Now, in the church setting, who was she with? You know how we are. We cover for people who we like, don't we? Ah, gone say amen. Now, she must have been, to cover up, she must have been with a preacher or a deacon. Or for the church, didn't bring the man, but he brought the woman. And she said, he's more than enough. If you ask the children of Israel, as they was leaving Egypt, he said he was more than enough. He said, Pharaoh was behind me, mountains on both sides, the Red Sea. Pharaoh and the man said, I got him now. I got him now. But God told Moses, hold up your rod. See, God wants us to be still sometime. Be still. And when he hold up the rod, the sea, Red Sea, split. You see, when a person who have a relationship, they can say things like that. See, congregation, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, or he haven't done anything for you, I don't understand what Reverend Easton is saying. But I know for myself, he's more than enough. Woo! How much he has carried me in difficult days. It hasn't been easy all the time. Ooh, with my mind flashback to 79 to 82, the Lord worked with me. The Lord provide food for me. The Lord provides not only me, the Lord has brought you out of your sick bed. The Lord has brought you home. I know when you have that relationship with the Lord, you can go on your knees and he'll make everything all right. Won't he, church? Yes, won't he? He'll do what he say he would do. Now, I like I am that I am with my limited mind. I like to go back to Genesis. Genesis 1. Genesis 1. He said, in the beginning. See, I am means a self-existent one. No beginning, no end. I am is the internal one. Do you see in Genesis 1 when he walked out there? See, he walked out there in the darkness. He walked there and said it was dark. Genesis 1, 2. And then when he said, let there be light. Genesis 1, 3, the present world. When he said that, water was moving. And he said, I'm God all by myself. I bring the land from the water. I put the wet in the rain. I put the snow in the flake. I don't have to counsel with nobody. I am God all by myself. Woo, that's what I am, me. It's hard for me to understand that. Snow, when you read the book of Job, he never did tell Job what he was going through, did he? Close he got to Job when he said, Job, what is the foundation of the earth? What would water separate from the land? And Job left it alone. You see, I am that I am. I am. Now, we're going to look at that, a child of God, through the three P's. The first P is provide. He provide. Now, we know the Father of mankind separate himself from God through disobedience. That's the first Adam. And when he separated himself, God created him. And then man tried to blame it on his helpmate. But he told man not to do a certain thing. But you see, the man was made out of flesh like you and I. And you and I are capable of sinning any time and any day. You see, I can't. For me to be on this side of heaven, I need the Holy Ghost. When I have the Holy Ghost, I know I won't sin. Without the Holy Ghost, I can't make it a whole day. I can't make it a whole day without the Holy Ghost. But when I had the Holy Ghost, he directed me around certain things. Oh, my flesh want to do certain things. My flesh act up. Holy Ghost said, be still. Be still, Reverend. Woo! Lord, you know I want that. Be still. You don't want that. Yes, I do. Oh, I want it. Lord, I can buy it. Then the Lord said, woo. He just closed the door all together. He provided. When he brought man back, what was it? It was the blood of Jesus Christ that brought it back. What can wash away all my sins? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. When he shed that blood on Calvary, I came back to God in my original state, not that sinful state. Now, what else he provide? He provide the Spirit. Romans 8, 9, and 11. See, when you say that you born again, when you get in that water and bring you out, you feel the same. And what changed? Your flesh don't change. Your soul don't change. What changed? He wakened something deep down inside of you. That's that Spirit. He wakened the Holy Spirit inside of you. That's what changed. When that changed, it tell you also for your soul to change. See, you still got that sinful soul. But it tell me in Romans 12, be transformed. Woo! Now, how do I be transformed? You know how I do it? Take a little time with Jesus. Oh, you got to take some time with Jesus. Oh, you can't get it here. You got to get it in that secret closet. When the last time you been in your secret closet? Reverend, what is the secret closet? Somebody asked. It's the place where you first met Jesus Christ. Woo, I can remember when I first met Jesus Christ, how excited I was. Woo! But now, but since time goes on, we don't change. Now, when the Spirit, waking the Spirit in you, you're not a human being. Quit saying I'm a human being. Say I'm a spiritual being. When you said I'm a spiritual being, you let the Spirit of God inside you when you said you're born again control your life. I let the Spirit. I am a spiritual being. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. I'm not a human being. I'm born again. I am somebody. I am the child of the living God. God, Holy Spirit, control our lives. You see, when the Holy Spirit does control your life, you will do anything. Well, but when you got the Spirit of God, you can only go so far. Woo! Have you ever been reeled in? Woo! Have he reeled you in? He reeled me in a mini day. Woo! I'm not going to share it with you. I can't share it with you. You'll be saying, oh, that's James. There he go again. Like you did last time. Like you did in February. I heard about it. But it's all right. Woo! I heard about it. But it's all right. He got to reel you in. See, many of you all here are not a child of God. Because it's too quiet in here now to be a child of God. It's too good. It's too quiet. But I know we was in the study yesterday, the men's study. Men's come together to study. And they was talking about the rapture. And I hollered out, the rapture ain't come yet. They said, how you know? I said, I'm still here. Yes, I'm here. When the rapture comes, if it blows the trumpet now, oh, I'll change. you're going to say, I see his suit. Yeah, I see the suit on the floor. Yeah, but I know he's coming back for us. How many today know he's coming back for you? I see a few hands. But you got to know it for yourself. I hollered out there yesterday when they say, rapture haven't come yet. Now, I've been saying about the living God. What is that? That's God in you living. When you got the presence of the Holy Ghost, God is living his life through you. You see why he do that? Because you can touch certain people God can't touch. Your life should be a little bit different, no matter what they're doing. You remember the time we used to last at the Pentecost lady? There used to be a Pentecost lady. She was different from the other ladies. One time was at the bus stop. She come with the no makeup, long dress, everybody else talking what they do with her boo. She hold a little Bible and quiet. See, we should be like that. Oh, you should be. Have Jesus constantly on your mind. It's not your boo. Oh, it's not your children. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus. Make us. Jesus. Make us. It's not ourselves. Woo. Quit thinking you all that. If he draw himself from me now, where would I go? You had to sit me down. Because I wouldn't know what to say. But because of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I can pay something for his children. Because of Jesus. All right. Because of Jesus. Now, the second P is to protect. Protect. Turn to Psalms 91. Protect. For those who have the scripture, Psalms 91. Protect. Mm-hmm. Who do he protect us? Who do I am protect us from? First is ourselves. Mm-hmm. He protect us from ourselves. Because, see, we are wandering away from the flock. Now, what do you mean by that? Psalm 6, have your soul been sick? David said, my soul is sick, Lord. David walked away from the Lord because of disobedience. When you read Psalm 6, David said, I got to the point where I want to kill myself. Mm-hmm. Many people. Unbelievers, and some believers, I ain't talking about the kids who can't deal with a problem. Can't tell me the kids can't deal with a little bullying. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about full-grown people like us. When our soul gets sick, nothing you can do is right. Have your soul ever got sick? David said, mine did. And many times, my soul got sick. And he had to protect me from myself. Let's read Psalms 91. He that dwell in the secret place. Now, we're going to the secret place of the Most High. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord can take you. He took me one time. My soul was sick. He take his right hand and do like this. Put you right there. Put you and I right there. to protect ourselves. Because see, we get to the point, we might die. We might die in our sins. But God don't want us to die. And you know you in a secret place where he said, in the shadow of the Almighty, he take that right hand and put you there. And he push you there. That's the secret place of the Almighty. Because you and I get out of order. Oh, we so sick. Everything we do is sin. Our lives are full of sin. And we think we on the right road. But God see us. The scripture said it's the way that man think is right. But then God got to take you and I. He don't do it all the time. But he got to put you in the secret place. And you can see the shadow of our mind. God got to protect us from ourselves. Because we think we doing right and we doing wrong. He protect us. Let me read a little bit more. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God in him, I will trust. Protect us. And surely he should deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noise and the pestilence. He should cover you with his feathers, and under his wing should thy trust. His trust should be your shield and your buckle. He protect you from diseases. He protect you from enemies at night. And he protect you from people got plots to do you in. You see? Not everybody like you. Quit thinking you all that I'm so popular. Oh, if you know the thoughts of God, somebody in your family had a plot to hurt him. Didn't Joseph's brothers, what did they do to him? But then God turned it around. And he told his brothers, you meant this for evil. But God, woo! But God, forgive. You see, that's the kind of God I serve. Oh, that's evil plots. Not everybody like Reverend Easton. But you can't harm Reverend Easton unless you say, I am. Can I touch him a little bit? He's going to say, no. Leave my child alone. I die for my child. I am that I am is so powerful. Woo! Now, he protect you from your enemies. All right. Woo. Slow down a little bit. Matthew 6:44. Turn to it. Are we going to come out of the Bible today? It's not about revelation today. It's about I am. I am. 6:44 said, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for your enemies. Many day, I said, Lord, I can't do this. I just tell the truth. It's hard for me to do it. But then I learned why. Why will he pray for those who plot to hurt us? Pray. Because Psalms 23, look at Psalm 23, tell you why. Go to your left a little bit. Psalms 23, some people should already say, Reverend, I already know that. 20, that's right. Because why he tell you pray for that? But look what they say. Thou prepare a table before me in the prison of my enemies. You see? Now see, He wants your enemies to be around. Those who want to hurt you. Your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your mother, and your father. Woo, even the people who you go to church with, who you sit next to. Woo! Plot against you. But he put a table before you with your enemies. And what do he put on the table? He put on the table your spiritual blessings. He let your enemies see how gonna bless them. Woo! Your spiritual blessing. So y'all got spiritual blessing. Have you read Ephesians 1:3? He ain't through with you. He ain't through with you. He wanna bless you greatly. Your spiritual blessing. Difference between a spiritual blessing and a physical blessing, it haven't manifest yet. I call that the sun-dried time. In God's time. See, your blessings is already there. What he has for you. I like the old saying, what God has for me, nobody. 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 Can take it away. You see, your enemies see something in you. That's why they're jealous. And you can't see it yourself. Have you seen people that just don't like you? For you haven't done nothing to them. They just can't stand you. They hate to look at you. But when you come around, they can't. They want to get away because what? God unpeaked. Woo, he showed them how he going to bless you when in due time. I call that the sun-dried time. Oh, in the sun-dried time, I'm going to be blessed. You are going to be blessed. That's why he said Matthew 6:44 is in there because he make your enemies your footstool. He make your enemies your footstool. Like going up a ladder. Step by step. Woo! You don't stay at the same level. You stay at the same level because it's your choice. It's your choice. Ah! Your choice. I have seen and I have experienced. He take us level by level. And he don't come too early. That's my fault. I said, Lord, I'm ready now. He said, you ready a year from now? I said, Lord, I'm ready now. I want it now. But he said, my grace, woo, is sufficient. Just wait on, my child. Wait. Wait. Wait on the Lord. We got to wait, congregation. We got to wait on the Lord. Woo. You got to wait on. All right. You got to wait on. Now the third P. We got the first P, what it is. Provide. That's something, listen. Yes, sir. What is the second P? Protect. All right. Third P is the promise keeper. Promise keeper. And he gave a good example. In Genesis 12, he talked to Abe, didn't he? He told Abe, I'm going to give you a seed. Abe was 75 at that time, wasn't he? Isaac didn't come to Genesis 21. Abe said, I wait 25 years on the promises of God. 25 years. Why, God? that he didn't wait 25 years. God want to get us to know it's not you, it's me. It's me, Lord. We want to say, it's me. It's my education. It's my wisdom. God said, no, I am. That's why. I am. I bless you. What did he tell you in Jeremiah 29:11? He said, I know the plans I have for you. You don't know the plans. You don't know what he has for you. You don't want to ask him. Yes, he got plans for you. Yes, he did. He said, I got plans for you. He waited 25 years. Numbers 23:19, it said, God is not a man that he can lie. Now, I want to read, turn to Psalm 38, verse 2. We need to read this. That's why he won't break a promise. Woo! You see, Psalm 38, verse 2. This is David. I'm going to read 1, 2. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the God, I will say praises unto you. I will worship towards the holy temple and praise thy name for thy love, kindness, and for the truth. For thou hast magnified thy words above his name. You see, he cannot lie. He said, my words, his promises to you, I cannot lie. Because I am the self-existent one. Nobody. I have no counsel. I counsel within. I counsel with Trinity. I don't counsel with my creature. He can't counsel with you. He said, I got all authority. All authority. Yes, is what he got. You see, he said, my words. And what are the words of God? All of his promises. And I know it's at least 2,000 promises. And I know. But his promises are what? His promises is voice activated. You see? What do you mean by that? Didn't he give you an example in Genesis 2? Genesis 1, when he said, let there be light, he gave you power to call, which is not as though it is. In Romans 4:17, when you get in a situation, you can change your situation by Romans 4:17. Having you speak to your situation, I give you this example. I'm a person that sometimes don't take my medicine on time. I usually forget. Little trifling, isn't it? Yes, you can go on a minute. And my head started hurting sometimes. And I'm far away from my medicine. He told me I can call, which is not though it is. I put my hand on my head and said, God, let it go away till I get home. And he let it go away. You see, you got the ability to change your situation. You don't want to change your situation. Cause all his promises is voice activated. Oh, my leg, sometimes I'm getting 70 and my leg get a little stiff. I rub it. I had to rub it last night. It got a little bit stiff. Sometimes I can't get out of bed like I used to. I'm used to jumping out of bed. Jumping out of bed. I go a little slow now. But my secret is, I said, in Jesus' name. Woo! Then they get to kicking. In Jesus' name, I can get to kicking. You got to call on Jesus. I said, in Jesus' name. Then I run through the house. Whoa! I call on Jesus in his name. And it make it feel. I feel like I'm 18 sometimes. Yeah. I make it feel like I'm 18 because I get to running. Then my wife said, what's wrong with you? Yeah. Because why? I call on Jesus. Woo. We got to go to point two. I go to point two. We ain't through with 1 Corinthians 15. We took you to child to the three P's. Now let's go to the second point. Who wouldn't catch my breath? Woo! All right. Yeah, that's right, bro. Jesus, I need a little stretch. Yeah! Jesus! Woo! I want to finish this, Jesus. You got to call up on him, church. Yeah. You got to call up on him. You say, well, I can't relate to that, Reverend Easton. But Reverend Easton has seen death. One time, I'm running a stoplight. The car was coming. A station wagon. I run a stoplight. I said, Jesus! And we miss each other. Well, what happened? Jesus took the bump from me. That's what happened. Oh, he took the bump from me. You got to call up on him. Now let's go to point two. Verse 10. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. Now see, somebody's a little jealous, isn't it? Now, what does that mean, more abundantly? You got to go to 2 Corinthians and see what all had Paul has went through. Paul went through a whole lot. 2 Corinthians 11, 23 to 27. All what Paul went through now, look at it. Look at it. You and I would have gave ourselves up, wouldn't we? Yes. I had to go through all that. I would say, is all this necessary? Is this necessary, God? Is this necessary? He probably won't answer that. You see, Paul in Galatians 2, verse 11, verses 14. Paul is jealous because he had to straighten out Peter. You know what happened to Peter in Acts 10, don't you? He told Peter to go and anoint the man in Acts 10. Thank you, brother. Woo, he told him to go. And then when he get in Acts 10, he anointed him. But Peter, in Galatians 2, 11 to 14, he had to talk to Peter face by face. Thank you, Deacon. Thank you, Reverend. He had to go face by face. Excuse me for saying, Deacon. Excuse me. I know you're a preacher. Woo! I don't want no harm. Woo! You see, he had to confront Peter. Peter really didn't believe in the Gentile salvation. He confronted Peter. And I can imagine what he told Peter. Peter, I heard what you did in Acts 15 in the Jerusalem Council, your famous speech in 1 Peter 5, and now you acting two faces, Peter, with prejudice. Galatians 2, 11 to 14, look at it real quick. He had to confront Peter. Peter was acting two faces. With the Jews, he said one thing, and with the Gentiles, he said another. When James come there with Peter and Paul, Peter didn't show up. You see, two faces. You can't be two faces. Paul said, what did he tell you? What did he show you in your vision? What did he tell you in Acts 9? And Peter couldn't take it. You see, Peter loved the Jews, but he didn't love. God said, love everybody. God tell you to love everybody. Didn't he tell you pray for your enemies? I love everybody. I give everybody your respect. But sometimes they heathen come out. Sometimes they heathen come out. I make excuse for that heathen. You see, that's when you get the head snapping and all of that. Oh, I can do all of that too. You see, that's a heathen. When you can't stop, when you just say anything, you know how you do. Oh, you know what you said, what you say. I couldn't hold it back. Oh, somebody got to tell them. No, it's not up for you to tell them. It's that I am going to tell them. That's when the older I get, I learn to be calm. But sometimes it slipped out, but not all the time. Because I got one of the fruit of spirit in me. It's inside you. When have you exercised it? Raise your hand. When have you exercised self-control? I see one person. Woo, I see a few. You see, no matter how you act, the fruit of the Spirit is in you, self-control. Yeah, they may be cussing you. You got to smile and walk away. If you don't, you will act like them. That's self-control. You got to exercise that. That's the fruit of the Spirit that's inside you. You don't use it much. I can tell. If you don't use it, no, you won't lose it. You be downtown. You're going to be downtown. Because somebody going to get ignorant. And you get ignorant back, and then they're going to lead to another level. That's why I hate when people get ignorant. I try to get away as quick as I can. Quick as I can. Somebody getting back to part two with jealous. Now, look at Paul. Was he jealous, the original 12? He could have been. But see, Paul didn't see all, but he saw Peter. He saw Peter two-faced. And that's why he told Peter, I labor more than them all. And church, I'm telling you, I hope you understand this time, woo, this time, what the Lord is saying. This time is about I am. It's not about me. It's about who is inside of me. I am that I am, and I really don't understand it all. Thank you very much. Thank you all. I am a child of the living God. Thank you. Now, when you go out this time, you went out in February. I heard it. Don't say it about Reverend Easton. Yes! Because who is it about? I am that I am. And I am a child of the living God. And God provides, he protects, and he keeps his promise. The doors of the church is open. And there is, come for prayer. Come for prayer. One of these preachers, I pray for you. Come for prayer if you need prayer. If you slip into any of those areas, quit looking who to come down. If you come on down if you need to. He said, if you shame of me, I'll be shame of you. Oh, when you get there, and when the book should open up, and you know, he said, you shame of me. You look around and see all the people. It's not about you. It's about them. Reverend Allen gonna pray. We got two preachers up here. Some of you need prayer. Yeah. Come if you need prayer. Come, my brother. Come, my sister. I'm going to look back in Revelation 4 when the trumpet sang. Yes, when the trumpet sang. I'm going up. You non-believers and people shame a God, you're going to have to go through the tribulation. Blessed assurance. I always love that. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Woo! What a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Person to God. Washing his blood. Jesus is mine. Yeah.
man of God said, provide.
Yeah, thank you.
Protect.
Yes.
Why? Because he's a promise keeper.
That's right.
Because he's a promise keeper, we can stand on the fact that I am a child of God.
Yes, sir.
And now, may the very God of peace sanctify us all wholly. And I pray, God, that our souls, bodies, and spirits be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, may the great communion of your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us henceforth and forevermore. And let the church and saints of God say, amen. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again. Amen. Come on now, give God praise today as we leave this place. Hug somebody, dap somebody up. Just say goodbye to somebody today in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Got to clean up, yeah,
what I messed up,
yeah. Starting my life over again. Made up my mind, ain't right no more. I'm going back to church, gonna walk right through the door. Yeah,
my mess up.
Yeah,
starting my life over again.
Yeah,
clean up.
Yes, I do, y'all.
My mess up.
Yeah,
starting my life over again.
Made up my mind, ain't lying no more. 'Cause y'all know a liar can't make it through the door.
Clean up.
Come on. Yes, I do, y'all.
Starting my life over again.
Yeah.
The freedom.
Yeah.
What I mess up.
Yeah. Starting my life over again.
Oh, the new. Feel like I knew that better.
How many's out there willing to do better? Yes, I do, y'all.
Starting my life over again.
Yeah.
I clean up.
Yeah.
I mess up.
Yeah, Lord.
Starting my life over again.
God bless y'all. Thank you.